Psychological operations, PSYOPs, or as the government likes to call them now, military information support operations are a very real part of war, and there's an entire division within the Department of Defense dedicated to them.
Psychological operations has consistently been important throughout the history of warfare.
Persuade, change, influence. That is the motto of the U.S. Army's Psychological Operations Regiment. They employ specific communication methods, using a variety of techniques, technology, and mediums to develop and deliver messages which will have the greatest impact and influence.
And while the U.S. government likes to claim that PSYOPs are only launched against enemies in foreign countries, that couldn't be further from the truth. Such PSYOPs include planting fake news stories, not to mention setting up patsies and then arresting them before they supposedly were about to kidnap a governor in order to continue spreading a climate of fear in America and justify continued invasion of people's privacy and erosion of our civil liberties, and the narrative that Trump supporters are trying to overthrow democracy. But military insiders don't just think that fake news stories, propaganda pieces, and false flag attacks are enough to accomplish their goals, and so they've added some truly Orwellian and sadistic plans to the PSYOP toolbox. A lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army at the time named Michael Aquino, an admitted Satanist, by the way, and founder of the Temple of Set, an offshoot of the Church of Satan, wrote a report for the Department of Defense in 1980 titled From PSYOP to Mind War that proposed using psychotronic weapons against the general public in order to alter people's brainwaves, thus altering their mood to coincide with government propaganda that was being broadcast. Aquino wrote, quote, infrasound vibration up to 20 hertz can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to delta, theta, alpha, or beta wave patterns, inclining an audience towards everything from alertness to passivity. Infrasound could be used tactfully, as ELF waves endure for great distances, and it could be used in conjunction with media broadcasts as well, end quote. So basically, Lieutenant Colonel Aquino proposed zapping populations with invisible radio waves in order to make them anxious or lethargic, depending on how the government wanted them to feel at the time, and use this weapon, as he said, in conjunction with media broadcasts. This gives a whole new meaning to the term wearing a tinfoil hat. It's certainly reasonable to believe, with a long history of illegal, inhumane, and bizarre government experiments known to have been carried out in the past, that this device he described has been built and tested to determine its effectiveness, if not fully employed as a psychological weapon aimed at any number of groups or events. If this sounds like just another crazy conspiracy theory, then you should know in 2016, numerous U.S. and Canadian embassy staff members in Havana, Cuba, reported experiencing strange ringing in their ears and cognitive disruptions, which opened up a gigantic can of worms. Not long after this, U.S. intelligence and military personnel reported the same symptoms in other places around the world, including China, Europe, and even in Washington, D.C. The strange phenomenon was called Havana Syndrome, and after doing an investigation, the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine released a report in December of 2020, saying that microwave energy, specifically directed pulsed radio frequency energy, appears to be the most plausible explanation. Then, just 1 month later, the CIA released a report claiming that most of the cases of Havana Syndrome were not the result of a campaign by a hostile power, and suggested that it was just stress or psychosomatic reactions. Obviously, they just don't want the general public to freak out by admitting that psychotronic weapons exist. In February of this year, 2022, reports surfaced that numerous White House staff had experienced Havana Syndrome on the White House grounds and believed that they were being targeted with a directed energy weapon. 60 Minutes did a segment about it and interviewed some of the targets, which include Olivia Troy, who worked at the Department of Homeland Security and counterterrorism advisor to Vice President Mike Pence and another Trump administration official, some of which said that they were targeted at their home, at their apartments. If you look up psychotronic weapons or electronic harassment on Wikipedia, the article says that it's just a conspiracy theory that government agents make use of electromagnetic radiation to harass people or transmit sounds into their heads. But for decades now, the United States government has been in possession of a device that can literally make people hear voices that seem as if they're coming from within their own head. In 2002, a patent was issued to the United States government for a device designed to, quote, induce a thermoacoustic signal in the bone tissue material of the head that replicates the input audio signal and is conducted by the bone tissue structure of the head to the inner ear, where it is demodulated by the normal processes of the cochlea and converted to nerve signals which are sent to the brain, thereby enabling intelligible speech to be perceived by the brain. In other words, you can't tell where the sound is coming from, and it appears to originate from within your own head. Another patent filed by the United States government a decade earlier in 1988 details plans for what is called a microwave voice device, which also beams voices into people's heads. The abstract for this patent reads, quote, "Sound is induced in the head of a person by radiating the head with microwaves in the range of 100 megahertz to 10,000 megahertz that are modulated with a particular wave form." And then it goes on to detail how this is done in a bunch of fancy scientific terms. In 2007, the Washington Post ran an article titled "Mind Games," which investigated claims of individuals who believed the government was using such devices on them. The beginning of the article makes it seem as if the people are crazy, but then further into the article, it actually outlined some of the technology and the research that the government has been involved in that is able to accomplish such a thing. It points out that in 2002, the Air Force Research Laboratory patented precisely such technology, using microwaves to send words into someone's head. Now, think about this for a minute. Think about the ramifications of such technology. Such a system could easily make people think that they were hearing God or the devil, or that they were going completely insane. And how would they know that such a system was being used, since practically nobody is even aware that this technology exists? There would be no evidence that such a system was being used on a targeted individual unless the device's operator was apprehended with some strange-looking electronic device that was seized as evidence and then analyzed by electrical engineers who would likely be able to determine its purpose. And people who are victims of such technology would most likely never mention it to anyone, since hearing voices is the epitome of being crazy. It's for these reasons that it's extremely important that the public be made aware of such technology and that we learn how to detect and prevent its use. Certainly the CIA or the Department of Defense have tested these weapons on unwitting people to see what they would do if all of a sudden they started hearing voices in their head. Just like they did with MKUltra mind control experiments in the 1950s and 60s when the CIA dosed people with LSD and then monitored them to see what happened. And surely, like the test subjects of MKUltra, most of the test subjects of psychotronic weapons keep such things to themselves and didn't even tell their closest friends or loved ones out of fear that they would be seen as completely insane for hearing voices. Back in 2007, the A&E channel set up a billboard in New York using what's called an acoustic laser or an audio spotlight, which uses this same technology and projected voices in people's heads when they walked down the sidewalk in front of the billboard. The beam was narrow so that you could be walking with someone and one person would hear it, but the other person standing right next to them couldn't.
It's not your
The show was called Paranormal State, and the acoustic laser would whisper things like, "Who's there?" and "What's that?" to people walking by. And while that can be dismissed as an innocent prank, obviously this technology has the high potential for being abused. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the alleged masterminds behind the September 11th terrorist attacks, was said to claim that Allah, the God of Islam, had visited him in his prison cell one night and told him to cooperate with his captors and that things would be much easier on him and his fellow detainees. If this report is accurate, if he really did believe that God visited him in his cell one night and told him this, then it certainly wouldn't be far-fetched to think that the microwave auditory effect may have been used on him to make him think that he was hearing God. This, of course, is just a hypothesis, and if such a thing did occur, it would likely never be declassified because of the incredible power that such a technique holds. The ramifications of such technology are endless. How many politicians, business leaders, or political activists could be targeted by such a device and have an experience that God was talking to them? The possibilities are extremely disturbing to think about, and bring to mind Project Bluebeam and certain Bible prophecies about the New World Order and the Antichrist, but that's a topic for a whole other time. If you like my serious monologues like this, then you'll love reading my books. So order my latest one, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, in paperback from Amazon.com, or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores, Kindle iBooks, Nook, or Google Play. My books are a lot more in-depth and hardcore than my videos, which I have to tone down a little bit for obvious reasons. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.